It's the Business Intelligence Report, a weekly conversation about business news in Oklahoma. I'm Jacob McClelland, and I'm joined by Molly Fleming. She's a reporter with the Journal Record newspaper. Molly, thank you for talking with us.
Hey, you're welcome.
And Molly, you cover a lot of real estate news, so I want to talk with you today about some for sale residential development projects in downtown Oklahoma City. One is the redevelopment of the former Villa Teresa property in Midtown, which was a Catholic school until 2012. Developer Marva Ellard bought the property last year, and she's already in the first phase of redevelopment. What's she done so far?
She's taken deposits, actually. She and development partner Billy Woodring are building 10 townhomes and 7 loft flats. They've taken deposits on 4 of the 10 townhomes so far. And when I talked to them, they were having more meetings this week with potential owners. They still have to present this project, though, to the Downtown Design Review Committee. That will happen in February. I haven't seen anything in the plans that would make me wonder if it would get approved, but the DDRC has definitely approved projects that I didn't think that would get their approval.
So what will Ellard do during the second and third phases of this project?
Well, first off, I just think it's commendable that Marva and Billy are doing this in phases. That was something that Billy and construction manager Marty Jacobs talked about a lot. You know, we've seen people take on historic rehab projects and maybe they don't get done, or they take on a huge project and it doesn't get finished. So they're double checking their numbers constantly, because, I mean, you would hate to see this fail. And so doing it phase by phase makes sense, and they can see, you know, the success of one phase and go on to the second one. The second and third phases will include more historic renovation work, including turning the 2 brick homes into a 38-room boutique hotel and the 1951 school building into 11 condos.
Let's talk about another downtown project. Developer Richard McCown plans to build an owner-occupied housing development on the west end of downtown at Northwest 4th Street and North Lee Avenue called The Bower. What are some of the details of this project?
Yeah, so it's going to be 3 buildings, totaling 32 condos, and there'll be 2 buildings in the front and then a larger, taller building in the back. Richard has done a lot of multifamily housing in Oklahoma City. He also developed the OKC, spelled like the ocean, which is a shipping container project over in downtown. So a lot of his housing is over on the 2nd, 3rd Street area, Walnut, Oklahoma type intersections. And so as he's doing these condos, he's ultimately returning to his history as a home builder. So he's really going back to his roots.
When will this Bower project be complete?
In spring 2019, they're still waiting on construction bids to get some pricing, but they're trying to keep them in the lower $300,000 range.
Well, let's end on one more housing development in downtown. It's the Broadway Condominiums project. What's the status of this project right now?
It is under construction. It's right there at 6th and Broadway. So they are dealing with construction on that site and then the construction of the streetcar, which is going up Broadway right now. And so it's right next to the retail strip that includes OK Runner.
And currently, as far as you know, I mean, is there demand for owner-occupied housing in the downtown metro area right now?
Oh, absolutely. You know, these projects that we just discussed have all either come out or probably in the last year, but before that there was the condominiums being built at 6th and Hudson, and then, you know, we have the Wheeler District happening across the river. So there's a lot of new housing coming along, and people have been looking for it because there's a limited supply of new product. You can buy historical, you can buy old and fix it up, but the brand new homes are limited, and people want to be here, especially with the construction of John Rex Elementary, and now they're adding the middle school, and then we have the park coming online as well. So downtown is becoming even more family friendly.
Molly Fleming covers real estate for the Journal Record newspaper. Molly, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
KGOU and the Journal Record collaborate each week on the Business Intelligence Report. You can find this conversation at kgou.org. You can also follow us on social media. We're on Facebook and Twitter at Journal Record and at KGOU News.